the Altitude Business Podcast. We cover topics to support you in your small business and meet local entrepreneurs. Here's host Andrea Turner-Boys.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Altitude Business Podcast. My name is Andrea Turner-Boys. I'm your host for today, and joining me in the studio is Sue Kennedy from Author Academy. Hi Sue.
Hi Andrea.
Sue is a book publisher and an author coach, and today's topic is five secrets to writing your book. Let's quickly go through these five. So the first one is finding your topic. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Sue?
Yes. Now, most people do know a topic that they're interested in and would like to write about, but not everyone does. And it's funny how some people actually start off with one topic and then down the track they write a few chapters perhaps and then go, it just does not really sitting right with me. Perhaps I need to be doing something else. And it ends up they do start writing about something else. So it's really good to actually even do this exercise regardless, to go and find different things that you're passionate about and just jot them down.
Fantastic. The second one on your list is research. Why is research important?
Very important, because you may be very passionate about it, but you also, and depending on what the topic is, you may need to find statistics around it. And if it is that kind of topic, you need to make sure that they're accurate, so that, you know, when people are actually reading your book, they've got, you know, accurate facts.
So we're talking about non-fiction books here, aren't we, really? But fictional is the same principle?
Same, because if you're, you know, setting it in, you know, 18th century or something.
Yes, you need to be historically correct.
Exactly. You don't want to be writing it, you know, 18th century and then talking about, you know, today.
Should the research also include market demand or what people are interested in? Should
Definitely.
That be something that's part of the research?
Definitely. Yeah. So it's a bit like if there's a magazine on, in the newsagent on the shelf, then people, it's in demand. People are wanting to know more about that topic.
Fantastic. The third step you've got is sorting to order. What does that mean?
So it's a really great exercise to do once you've got all your information. So if, you know, what you can, what I do talk about is actually using a mind map. It doesn't have to be mind map if it doesn't suit you, but it can be post-it notes. So you write all the different parts of the story that, you know, you've researched, and then you put them like into kind of a logical order. Mm-hmm. And what that does is show you if there's any missing gaps, mm-hmm, that you may need to, you know, add a bit more information, or there's, you know, a big gap and you need to put something in the middle.
Yes. So if you were writing a non-fiction book that had really specific information, by sorting them on the post-it notes, for example, you could sort them into chapters, and then the post-it notes could be what each, like some of the topics in that chapter, and you could then,
exactly,
see what you alight on.
Yes.
Because you might have seven
That's
post-it
right.
notes under one heading and only two under another.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Fantastic. The fourth one, you've got book outline and subtopics. Well, we kind of alluded to that then.
Yeah, that sort of starts in under that.
Should some writing have been done by then, by that stage, or is that before you write?
No, before you write.
Okay.
And so now what you do once you're starting to do the outline, you've got what you've done in that previous step. You grab all that. And then under each of those post-it notes or chapters, you then work out what points go in, so subtopics. So usually I recommend 4 to 6 subtopics, mm-hmm, and that's when you then start to flesh out each of those subtopics you write about. And that, you know, eventually what happens when you've written about all, you know, 4 to 6 topics, you write a few paragraphs, you've nearly got that chapter written.
Brilliant, yes. And that's when people probably then start to see, actually I can do this.
That's right.
Yeah, fantastic. Yep. Okay, so the last two is you've got some, you need to write your first draft.
Yes. So basically, out of all the steps that you've just done, you then just start to flesh out the story. within each of those topics.
Okay. And in your e-course, because you've turned this into an e-course, you've got tips on writing your first draft in your e-course, haven't you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Yes. And then the final step is getting ready for publishing. What does that mean?
So it's all lovely that you've written a story and it's great, but this is the most crucial part of it. It's, you know, you have to get it proofread and edited, and not just by mum or dad or brother, sister, partner. You have to actually get it done properly. I do recommend that people do give, you know, authors give it to friends and family. I think that's the best first, you know, feedback that you can get. But then eventually you need to give it to someone that's, you know, can professionally proofread and edit it before it goes out into the world.
And when you mean editing it, I think people have a lack of understanding of what that means as well, because there's a couple of different types of editing, isn't there? There's spell and grammar editing.
Yes.
But then there's also rewrite editing, which takes longer and is different.
Exactly.
Is a good editor do both, or is it?
Yes.
Editor can do both.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Yes. The guys that I have on my team do both.
Fantastic. All right. So there's some fantastic, there's five great secrets there. So finding your topic, doing your research, sorting it into an order, outlining your chapters and your subtopics, writing your first draft, and then getting publishing ready. And Sue, you've put all this into an e-course that people can do.
Yes.
When is that? Is that available now or coming soon?
It's coming very soon, next couple of weeks.
So by the time this podcast comes out, it's probably out, and we'll make sure the links go into the podcast as well.
Fantastic.
Sue, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing the next step in your involvement, the next book that you bring out as well.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me, Andrea.
It's a pleasure. And for more information, you can click on the links in this podcast, and we'll look forward to chatting to you next time. Thanks, everyone.